Welcome, everyone, to this special edition of Drug War Data Mining. Usually, I'm the one delivering you the statistics and the analysis, but today we have a special guest joining us and a very, very valuable colleague here in our fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. It's Tom Angel from the Marijuana Moment newsletter, from Massroots, and for this particular segment, the Marijuana Majority. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Russ. It's great to be here and have a chance to talk to your audience.
You know, I got the press release from Marijuana Majority about the poll that you had commissioned with Survey USA, and I was kind of surprised. I didn't realize Marijuana Majority was commissioning polls. Is this the first time you've ever done this?
We have done a small handful of polls in the past. In the lead up to the last presidential election during the primaries, we had done a couple of surveys in some of the early primary states, just trying to make the case that voters in those states wanted the candidates to pledge to respect state marijuana laws. And not surprisingly, we found that voters from across the political spectrum did, in fact, want the candidates to respect state marijuana laws.
And we're finding that out now in this new poll that you've commissioned with Survey USA. Give people the top line on this as far as Americans' support for states' rights on marijuana reform.
Yeah, so this is a national poll. We polled 1,500 Americans this week through the Survey USA polling firm, and we found the highest ever level of support for respecting state laws at 76% of Americans. The previous high was earlier this year. I believe it was in April. The Quinnipiac poll had put the number at 73% of Americans wanting the federal government to respect state marijuana laws. And so, you know, this indicates to me that the more Jeff Sessions gets out there and, you know, sort of intimates that he might want to start coming after state legal patients and consumers and providers, the more public opinion is hardening against a potential crackdown. And, you know, and so but top line message here is that if the Trump administration does break the president's campaign promises, his repeated campaign promises to respect state marijuana laws, they are going to see huge pushback from across the political spectrum. In our poll, every gender category, age category, racial category, regardless of party affiliation or level of education, any other demographic the poll broke down, every single one of them has very strong majority support for respecting state marijuana laws.
My question on that would be that the support seems pretty broad, but is it deep? I mean, people will change their vote based on abortion or on gun rights, but are they going to withhold a vote, especially those Republicans? Are they going to withhold a vote based on the marijuana issue?
That's a good question, and to be candid, we don't have data on that. I think what I would say is, you know, even if many voters aren't going to make their decision at the ballot box based solely on the question of marijuana laws, I think the thing that we want to get across to the administration and people who have their ear is that, you know, even if they decide from a policy perspective they do want to come after marijuana and shut down what's happening in the states, this is a problem that they don't need. You know, it will be an enormous distraction from the rest of their agenda. You know, and there are a number of traditionally, you know, third party leaning voters, I think, in the most recent presidential election, who decided to go for Trump just because they saw him as an outsider who's going to shake up the system. And a lot of those people like marijuana, you know, or they support legalization. You know, if you go onto Reddit, on Trees, you know, there's still a lot of Trump supporters on there, even in light of the, you know, sort of threatening comments that Sessions and Spicer have made over the past several months. If they do, in fact, move ahead with a crackdown, I think, you know, a lot of those types of people are going to very quickly withdraw their remaining support. So, you know, I don't know if a future election will come down solely on this issue, but if, you know, it won't be good for them. It'll cause them problems that they don't need. They're already, yeah, you know, sort of trying to keep their heads above water on a number of other issues.
Yeah, there are a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak. I want to get into some of these other questions on the poll that I found fascinating. And the first question is one I've never seen asked before on a poll, although maybe I haven't seen them all. But it asks, do you understand the difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana? Overwhelming majorities do. But I was interested in the crosstab on that. Is there a difference between people who say they understand that difference and how they feel versus the ones who don't get the difference and what their reactions are?
That's a great question, and I'm embarrassed to say I haven't really looked into the results of that question yet, because to be candid with you, we actually didn't pay Survey USA to tack that question on at the front. They suggested it as a free question, just because, you know, these questions that we paid for were tacked on to a broader national poll, and so they wanted some sort of transitional question in there, basically just to prompt the respondents that were about to ask them about marijuana. So yeah, it's interesting. You know, in response to that question, yeah, it says 88% of people do understand the difference between medical and recreational marijuana. Of course, marijuana is marijuana, you know, and so it's kind of an interesting or sort of a weird thing to ask.
Good point. All right, let's get to the last three questions that dig a little deeper into people's attitudes about particular issues with regard to employment and marijuana use. Question three asks, some athletes say marijuana is a good alternative painkiller to opioids and prescription drugs, but the National Football League and Ultimate Fighting Championship suspend players for marijuana use, even if marijuana is legal in the state where the player lives. Should athletes be able to use marijuana in states where it is legal to do so, or should they be suspended even if they've broken no law? The reactions to this were very, very telling. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so on this and a couple of other questions that I assume we'll talk about in a few minutes, you know, we found that more voters supported than opposed letting people be athletes, or in the other questions, journalists or gun owners, without punishment for their marijuana use. And, you know, really, we weren't sure what we were going to get in response to these questions. It's, you know, it's kind of this, I guess I'd describe it as kind of an emerging sort of side issue that doesn't get a lot of attention. And that's the fact that even when we succeed, when our movement succeeds in removing criminalization for marijuana, there still is this persisting discrimination from the private sector in the workplace, and from the government in terms of, you know, collateral consequences and blocking access to certain benefits or rights that other people happen to enjoy. There's also implications for parental rights and other areas. And so, you know, we just decided to sort of throw these questions out there and see what happened. And as I said, you know, in all three of these questions on athletes, journalists, and gun owners, we did get more people supporting than opposing the rights of cannabis consumers, but there was a significant amount of uncertainty and a significant number of people saying, I'm just not sure about that in response to those questions. And I think that really highlights that point, which is that, you know, the focus, at least in the media, you know, the public consciousness is just a question of legalization, yes or no. And there are all these side issues that I think people aren't really paying attention to. And so it might have, you know, it's probably the case that a lot of these respondents who Survey USA called for us over the past few days, this is probably the first time they're even hearing about the fact that professional athletes get suspended for using marijuana, even if it's legal in their state, or news organizations like the New York Times and the Washington Post drug test journalists before they're actually allowed to byline stories, or the government won't let you purchase a firearm if you are a person who consumes marijuana.
Yeah, that's a really good point about how our activism in getting these poll questions out actually does us a favor in informing some of the public about these issues that, for most people, marijuana is not on their radar, and this is probably brand new to them. Let me break this down for the folks listening. The first question was about athletes like football players and mixed martial artists. Second question was about journalists for the New York Times and Washington Post and such. A third question about the gun rights being suspended or forfeit once you are a legal marijuana user of any kind. And it's very interesting because, as you said, the unsurety was pretty high on these. All, you know, 14 to 16% people saying they're not sure. And then overall, a plurality, 46% saying athletes should be able to use, 50% saying journalists should be able to use, 48% saying gun owners should be able to use. But where we look down at the party affiliation, Republicans in particular here, we find a majority opposed to the athletes using, a majority opposed to the journalists using, but boy, they tied up 43-43 on whether or not gun owners should be using. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that people who identify as Republicans or conservative are much more likely to support gun rights than are people on the left or in the Democratic Party. And so, you know, I'm not particularly surprised by the result, but I think it is an indication that, you know, as many observers have often said, marijuana policy, you know, brings together many strange bedfellows from across the political spectrum. And this issue about people being denied the right to purchase firearms because of marijuana discrimination and prohibition, that I think provides an avenue for our movement to reach out to some of those people on the conservative side of the spectrum and say, look, you know, this is plainly an issue about rights and freedom. And I think you've seen that particularly, you know, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. She's a Republican. She voted against legalization when it was on the ballot in her state. She voted against medical marijuana when it was on the ballot in her state. But since, just in the past few years, I think she actually told a story recently that she was going to purchase a gun at the gun shop, and she had to fill out the form. And she came across a question that said, if you are a person who uses marijuana, regardless of whether it's legal under your law, like, check this box and you're going to get denied. She says she was kind of taken aback by that, and since has actually become one of the most vocal champions for marijuana law reform in the Senate. You know, she's not a legalization advocate. She's not a person who says medical marijuana is great, I want people to use it. But in a number of hearings recently, she's spoken up about the issue, about the conflict between federal and state law. And she just last week was one of the original co-sponsors of the CARES Act, the Comprehensive Medical Marijuana Bill.
Wow. So many strange things are happening. We get Don Young from Alaska being a founding member of the Cannabis Caucus. These Republicans in these legal states may be starting to come around. It's great news. Tom Angel from Marijuana Majority and, of course, the Marijuana Moment newsletter and massroots.com. We thank you for putting this poll out there and for coming on here to talk about it. Is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with, or any other contacts or websites you need to get out?
Yeah, I guess just two quick things. One, thank you, Russ, for everything you do to educate people who care about this issue and keep them up to date on the many, many developments on the federal, state, international, local levels, cultural development, science. You know, there's so many things happening every day. So thank you for educating people about that. And I guess, you know, also to that end, a little bit of a selfish plug. Subscribe to my newsletter, marijuanamoment.net. If you read that every morning and you listen to Russ every afternoon, you know everything you need to know.
You'll know everything you need to know, and I only know it because I get the newsletter in the morning myself. So thank you for having my prep time for the show. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.